Rishus, Marei Rosh Hashiva, Moroni Rabbonon. I'm going to translate first what the Rosh Hashiva said, and then afterwards I go in Rabosha. Rosh Hashiva spoke about a paradox. And the paradox of Simchas Torah, where Klal Yisrael is in Shatz Tzar, and yet at the same time, we're able to dance with the Torah of Yisrael, the Reis of the Kudja Bricho Chadu. That ability to be able to dance at both chasanas, where we're able to feel the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, and at the same time dance in the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that triggers a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Imo Yonechi Betzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haloi is Oid V'Ched V'Mekoymoi. And yet the Eibishter is with us in our tzaras. By us being able to balance Mitzad Echod, the Hargosha and the feeling of being Meitzer in Tzaras and Shal Yisrael, and at the same time being Dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a mirror image of the Eibishter of triggering the midah of Imo Yonechi Betzara, that the Eibishter is able to be with us in our Tzara the same way we're with him. And that's a tremendous opportunity that this unprecedented Tzara gives us to be kind of this midah. That's the first opportunity that we have here. The second opportunity that we have over here, the Rosh Hashiva said, is there's an opportunity to mechazik in Amun when we have everyday life, so we go with the flow. But when we face a challenge, so there's a need and there's an opportunity for us to dig into our deep pockets that we have from our babas and zaydis and the avos hakadoshim, to be able to find in ourselves the depth of Amunah to be able to deal with difficult times and with challenges. It's mitzad echod, the yeshiva, I'm quoting the Rosh Hashiva, the yeshiva is doing and will do every effort that the bochum should be safe, every shtadlus that the bochum should be safe. There'll be substantially more security in the yeshiva in the coming days. Whatever shelters are necessary, open and prepared for kol tzara shalai tovoi. The Rosh Hashiva has a pulse on the situation and is constantly watching it. But at the end of the day, the ikar nekuda is that our own personal amuna, and the Rosh Hashiva said that a person who leaves this makom kodesh is like a general leaving the battlefield. Because this is the Rosh Hashiva said that this is the place to be safe, and this is the place where a person is sheltered. And the yeshiva, like I said, is doing and will do everything necessary to create security and safety, whatever necessary yeshtaldos needs to be done. And it's being done already. The yeshiva said that there's an inyan to be mischazik in Kedusha Shabbos. It's brought in the Sfar Makadoshim that in a year that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there's a certain sakana of how the year comes out. And vice versa, there's a need to be mischazik in Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, is going to begin a big program specifically for this week to learn in Yonam of Shabbos. Part of the yeshiva will learn the first Seder, second Seder to learn the halachas and shulchan aruch of Kovet Shabbos. The yeshiva is going to be printing up kuntresim of Abshim Shempikas Atzal's Mamorim on Shabbos, that the Elam could learn together and be mischazik in the Dahoibinkeit of Shabbos, in the Kedusha of Shabbos, that will lift us all up, the Chem de Genuza. Rashiv also added on that any bachur who feels panic or anxiety or worried about anything, come speak to any of the rabbeim sitting here. Everybody's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want to discuss something, if you're worried, it's normal. It's normal sometimes to be scared. It's normal sometimes to be worried. To speak it out, calm down. Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva, as you see, is operating as metafkid and doing whatever is necessary to supply all the needs of the bacharim. Hopefully, in Gashmias, hopefully, at least this week, a little bit more of a meshicha. Anything that the bacharim need, what the yeshiva says is, the yeshiva is available. Don't hesitate to step forward. If you need something, whether it's a ruchnius or a kashmius or emotionally, the yeshiva is here for you. And b'toch regia, from a sense of calm, a sense of control, and mirtz Hashem, together we'll get through the tzara. And avada, said the Rosh Yeshiva to Mechazik, the union of Torah and Tefillah, when there's a kol yankiv, there's no yadayim with the Esav. Rosh Yeshiva said over a phenomenal maisa from yesterday that in the area where the terrorists attacked whole cities, there's the yeshiva of Tifrach, where there's the yeshiva Kadesha there. They probably skipped over it on the way to other places, which were literally across the street. There was another yeshiva right next to it, which recently was Makabal on Shmir Shabbos, and they locked the gate. They tried to break in, and they couldn't because it was locked, and they moved on. And Kedusha, said the Rosh Yeshiva, is the Kedusha sometimes is a wall, is a barricade against Ra. And when we create a wall of Kedusha, so our wall of Kedusha is our Torah and our Tefillah and the total involvement in it. And whenever there's a Yetzirah for something, so that's where no person can shtag. When there's a war going on, there's a tremendous Yetzirah to hear the news, to follow the news. And the less a person's involved in it, the less a person's shaku in it, the more Kedusha a person creates in his own being, the more person is more pnimius as opposed to chitzenius. And the more pinimius a person creates, the more a person builds himself. And that's the wall of Kedusha that we can build to keep ourselves focused on Torah and on Tefillah and not get distracted. Afterwards, we heard about the tremendous Eis Tzara that we're in. There's literally thousands and tens of thousands of families that are in tremendous Tzara tonight. Those who were killed, those who were injured, those who are missing, those who were captured. Misa Mishonas, Mi Yisyasar, Mi LaShevi. Shevi is the worst of all of them. There's hundreds of thousands of people who are in a situation of danger. All this Gezeirah came on Rosh Hashanah. So what's it mechayev us? First of all, to mechazik in emunah bitachon. When a person is in such a situation like this, a person says to themselves, what's going to be? Mi yichye, mi yomos. Rabbi Chonon said that every bullet has an address. And there were situations where there were settlements where they literally shechted most of the settlement and they skipped over houses. And in houses, they skipped over people. Every bullet has an address and nothing can happen to somebody without the Gzeiras HaMelech. That means we don't live in a world that's hefker. We don't live in a world that's out of control. We don't live in a world that some things happen. And when we look at a situation that looks like chaos, so there's an opportunity for us to remember that the world's not chaos. The world's not chaos. That's the point. We look at it, it's out of control. But it's not. But in the chaos, there's a prat. And in the chaos, there's plenty and there's almoini. And in the chaos is this house and that house. And everything's oisgech hashbint. And that's a tremendous, in the tzar itself, there's a tremendous chizuk of emuna. I want to go back to something the Rosh Yeshiva said, I skipped over, something very important. Sometimes when you see a tzara like this, a person says, oi, I need chizuk in emuna. But a tzara like this, the Rosh Yeshiva says something very clear. A tzara like this is megal and mafreya. You know that the wall that they built on the border, they spent 5 billion shekel on it. And it collapsed in 30 seconds. They spent 5 billion shekel on it to build it. So it's Megala L'mafreya that is a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael and there's Torah and there's Yidin, is all B'ness. Because Megala L'mafreya was a Gila Mils L'mafreya, there's no army and there's no secret police and there's nothing and there's no wall. So what happened till now? So there's a galvos affair that's the half cup that's full out of this unprecedented disaster and catastrophe, is that in this gala, that there's a Eibishter, we knew that all along, but sometimes you see it b'chush. And when you see it b'chush in front of you, that's a tremendous chizuk. So in the tzori itself, there's a makom to mechazik in emuna and bitochen. What's our tafkid? Halloy, everything that goes on is all the result of the original gzeira of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Everything is a result of golus. And a person has to go back to the roots of golus to understand the whole talich, the whole process of everything that we're going through. So in Sur Meira, it was suggested that a person should be misrachik from Dibur Asur. In Asei Toiv, a person should work on his koyach adibur, making brachas b'kavana. Meir brachas b'chol yom is a bavusta skula. But the ikus achis Torah. Chazal say that when Klai Yisrael was on the way to Edom, Shtein Pasuk Panu Lachem Tzvoina, the Medrash Rabbah said, Klai Yisrael to the Eibishter, you let Esav carry his sword, what's going to be with us? So Roshim said, Panu Lachem Tzvoina Hatzpino, go bury yourself. Go bury yourself in Torah. Go be shakua in Torah. Run away to Torah. Shtei Tamari de Kazach. What do you mean run away to Torah? Torah is a mitzias. Torah is a reality. What do you mean you run away to Torah? You run away to a place. Borchu le Torah. How do you run to Torah? Torah is an idea. No, Torah is a mitzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that connected the cherev of Edom, there's a mitzias of run to Torah. Don't run to Chutz Laretz. Run to Torah. Torah is a mitzias. Torah is a miklot. Torah is a place to go. Torah is a place to bury. It's a hatspina. It's a mordek loshen. Cover yourself over. It's the same loshen it says by Yankov Avinu. He was matmin atzmoy in Beis Shoyer Hashem. He covered himself over. Hatmona. It's covered over. Cholom pats. Covered over with towels and blankets. Completely. That shkios, the skula of fighting the cherev shel Esav, is afazoy right that a person goes to the place called Torah. And the place called Torah is when a person is matmin himself, when a person is matmin himself, when a person is completely shakur in Torah. And it's not just talking about a private person. It's talking about all of Klai Yisrael. So the front is over here. There's a war going on. And everything that's going on, that's why I said that there's no need to hear the news what Esau's doing, because the battle's going to be won. And why punk us? Because we're the ones who are zeicha to be in yeshiva. So if the Baruch Hu was mezakos to be in yeshiva, that means he said that the battle against Esau is going to be won in the Kol Kol Yankov. It's going to be won in the Beis Medrash. And the Beis Medrash is you. The Beis Medrash is us. And the front line and the battle is going to be won or lost on how much we're going to be hatspinoi, how much we're going to ligon learning, how much we're going to varf l'charayin into that place called Torah. Go there. That's the refuge. That's the miklat. That's what Yankov Avinu said, l'kachti es emori b'charbi b'kashti charbi es Torah, kashti es tefila. We need both of them. Said over a maisa, somebody called him today from the front, soldier, and said, daven for me. And he said, the yeshiva is making a big chizuk. And it calmed him down. That means that deep down, every yid understands, even those who are fighting, that the front line is over here, the front line is in this room, the front line is in this building. And it depends on our davening and our learning. Maskul David b'yosef amorot tefila. When is it the best tefila? When you're in a morrow, you're in a bunker, and you're in the miklat, and you're stuck there. Then you daven differently. There are hundreds of thousands of people that are sitting now in Miklatim. Some of them have terrorists in their house still. Some of them have outside on the street. So all of Klai Yisrael's Masku Bamoro, Zakti Alecha Hashem. In a time of unprecedented Charoi Naf, the Tafkid is on us to bring the Midas Adin to Midas Arachamim. And you should know, I would add on that we all hear these ideas all the time. There's an opportunity now for a person to be kind of this nakuda, of understanding that the real front line is here, that our Torah and our learning and our davening is what's going to make a difference over here. And in Ritz Hashem, when the war will end and there'll be a Yeshua, it will be because of every Taisis that I learn, every Rajma that I learn, every Shmanesi that I learn. That's what brings the Yeshua. I just want to add on one nekuda. It's not hard, it's not easy to shorten a ben hazmanim. And Gedolei Yisrael, who said the Olam should start to come back to yeshiva, appreciate what a ben hazmanim is. They know how important it is. But there's also a daigu for Klai Yisrael, like we just heard. And there's another nekuda that I want to address. For a bocher to leave the yeshiva now, to leave the neighborhood of the yeshiva, besides the security situation, which is very tenuous, and besides the situation which is not clear, it's pashut a chil Hashem that there's no kapor on Slichon. The whole country is bleeding here. If a person doesn't have... every 10th person has a relative who's either dying or missing or injured or knows somebody. It's pashut a chil Hashem to be on the street, period. And a chil Hashem, there's no kapor. It's a chil Hashem pashut. And every person has an obligation. We davened a whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Neroyim. We davened for a similar chata Hashem. We davened for Malchus. Gali kvoid Malchus chaleinu. We just davened the whole Yom Tif. A yeshiva bachu going out now is a chil Hashem, because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very funny. As much as the other side doesn't respect us, but they know that we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we show a callousness and an indifference to their pain, A, by being out on the street, and B, not doing what we're supposed to be doing to help them, because they know deep down, their neshama knows deep down what they need from us. They need our davening, they need our learning. There's no bigger chil Hashem than that. Therefore, we're going to begin to learn. A is the safest place. B, it's our tafkid. And third of all, there's no option anyway, because it's a chil Hashem. And that we don't want to do. That we're not going to do b'shas hakana when so many Yiddish lives are in damage, are in danger. I want to hit on a context of how we could look at these days and the days that are coming. There's a tremendous opportunity over here. I want everyone to listen to me carefully. Chazal say, Haroya Saita Bukukula Yazar Atzimin Ayayin. If you pass by the Beis Hamikdash one day and you saw a nazir in trouble, make yourself a saita, make yourself a nazir. Why? Because if the Eibishter put you there, he had a reason why. It wasn't b'mikra. If you pass by and you saw a saita, it means the Eibishter wanted to send you a message. You have an opportunity to shteig. You have an opportunity to grow. You have an opportunity to kedusha. Moiv Rabbi said, nothing happens by accident. If the Baruch Hashem put each of you here, why are you here? Why are you not him? Why? The Baruch Hashem put you here. You're here in Eretz Yisrael. You're here in yeshiva. During these catastrophic events, that means the Baruch Hashem wants you to be here. He wants you to gain from it. He wants you to steig from it. It could be a one-time opportunity. The opportunities don't come that often, by the way. There's a one-time, the Baruch Hashem put you here for a reason. He put you here in the middle of Simchas Torah with the sirens and with the worry and with the fear. He put you here. So there's a reason why he put you here. There's an opportunity over here. And I want to define what the opportunity is very quickly. There's a Mori de Kapachet Yitzhak Rav Honor. He says a Mori de Kazach. The Torah says, we just finished Sukkos. The Torah says that the Yontif of Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, the Midah of Emes. For Shator, is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Says the Pachet Yitzhak, says Rav Honor, Mori de Kazach. Why is it Keneged Yaakov Avinu? Why did Yaakov Avinu build a Sukkah? Why punked him? Says the Pachet Yitzchok, because the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is Emes. The test of Emes is, could it stand on its own two feet? I'll say it clearly. Somebody who's a function of circumstances, that means if you only learn or daven when things are easy, when it's geschmack, so it's not Emes. How could it change? Yaakov Avinu's paratz the yom of a kedma of a tzafoyin, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu's above time, he's above place. Yaakov Avinu is a nachla b'li mitzorim. Why? Because if it's true, if it's emes, then it's emes. Sukkah means I left my comfort zones behind me. I left my security, I left my house, I left all of my support systems, and I went out, paratz to yom v'koyim v'sedma. That's emes. The test of emes is when you're not in a comfort zone, are you able to up your game? Are you able to step out of your security? Are you able to step out of your comfort zone and keep doing what you were doing when you were in the comfort zone? That's why in the Sukkah, Teshu Kein Teduru. Go out of your comfort zone, go out of your security, go out of your support system, and let's see you do the exact same thing. No, don't bring paper plates. Bring the dishes. You're not in your comfort zone. It's a geschmack. No. That's the test of emes. The test of emes is that when it's not geschmack, and it's not so easy, and you're distracted, and you're worried, and everybody's calling you and telling you, are you still here? You say, yeah, I'm still here. That's MS. So Sukkah says MS because we leave behind our support system, we leave behind our comfort zones, and we move into new territory. Moirei v'rabbeisai, those of you, all of you who are zeichet to be here during these troubled times, have an opportunity to lift yourself up. There's no comfort zone to start to learn during Veda's Manav. It's not our comfort zone. Everyone has different plans, including the people sitting at this table. Different limudim, different thing. Everyone has different idea of Veda's Manav. It's not our comfort zone. But you could be kaina amida of emes. It's a muscle that we don't get to flex every day. It's a muscle that we don't get to flex every day. To learn when you're distracted, to learn when it's Veda's Manav, to learn when you're scared. That's not an opportunity that comes along. It's not a test to see if it's your real. That's how you become real. And it's a kinyan you'll take with you your whole lives. Mirat Hashem, when the Yeshua will come, and we'll come out of the bunkers here, you'll take with you a kinyan called Midas HaEmes that you can overcome any circumstances and any matzav you'll be in your lives. You'll be able to learn. You'll be able to shteig. You'll be able to daven. You'll be able to have emunah. You'll be able to have bitochen. You'll be able to be calm in a matzav of difficulty. There's an opportunity over here of MS, of upping our game, of stepping out of our comfort zones. It's an opportunity that may never come back again. Halavai will never come back to you. We don't look for Yisur. We don't look for difficulties. But when they come, we embrace it because that's how we become real. And there's one more comfort zone that we need to step out of. It's a Mefurash HaChazal. Rabbi say, Klai Yisrael is in terrible tzar. There are families torn apart. Since the Chorban, I'm not sure they marched little kids in public under capture. The ability to feel tzar for another Yid, Rav Volbe said b'shem Rabbi Yochum, that there's no biography of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. It only says one thing, that when he grew up, he went out, Nosan Einov Alibo Liois Meitrim. Einov is his mind, his intellectual sechel. Eine Ha'eda. Lev is his emotions. Moshe Rabbeinu stepped out of his comfort zone, Nosan Einov Alibo, to feel another Yid's pain. It didn't come naturally. Chazal say Meforish on that pasuk, that because he stepped out of his comfort zone, he wasn't holding it. He was in the palace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and give you Torah. Forosh HaChazal, Afanot. Rabbi Yochum said, Dos is the ganze Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the whole Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole biography of Moshe Rabbeinu is one line. He stepped out of his comfort zone. When you step out of your comfort zone for another Yid, Rabbi Yochum says, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and I'll come down to you and I'll give you Torah. That haftoch is to every Yid. The equation is the same equation. Nosan Eino V'liboy. There's an opportunity over here to step out of a second comfort zone. One is in Torah, to learn, to shteig, to grow when it's not easy, when it's not simple, when it's not comfortable. The Olam can soar from it. The Olam can be clean of emes, he can be dovuk in emes. But there's another comfort zone, and that's the comfort zone of stepping out of our own egocentric, our own selfish, and there's an opportunity over here to break through. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to Torah because he stepped out of his comfort zone to feel another Yid's pain. You don't have to follow the news for that. Everyone knows what's going on. Everyone hears enough. And when we step out of our comfort zone, we're koine emes im ben adam lamokoyim, we're koine emes ben adam lachaveroi, and together as a tzibur, we can bring the Yeshua with our learning, with our shtagging, with our davening, and in Mirat Hashem, we're going to start in the next day or so, starting tomorrow night, and Tuesday to learn, and to shtag, and to grow, and to be dovak in the Eibishta, and from that will come the Yeshua b'siyata d'shmaya.